Hi, this is the dictation for Prince Jackson. PRINCEJACKSON. Prince Jackson is a date of birth is 5/10/1992. Date of service is 9/12/2024. Mr. Prince Jackson has a date of accident 4/11/2024. Date of service 9/12/2024. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck post-operatively. It is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Non-stop pain. He is unable to sleep and wake up all night due to the pain. He is referred by his primary care doctor, Dr. Surya Nalani, N-A-L-L-A-N-I. He was operated by Dr. Y. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. On 8/6/2024. The history of the automobile accident. The patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident as follows. On 4/11/2024, at around 3 a.m., he was traveling as a passenger on the rear passenger on the right side. In a vehicle, Equinox, E-Q-U-I-N-O-X, from Chevy, and was collided with a car, 300 Chrysler, in around Schoener Road, S-C-H-O-E-N-E-R, and Fraser, F-R-A-Z-E-R. This was a Lyft car, driven by a Lyft driver, at around 30 miles an hour. The other car that collided to them is 65 to 70 miles an hour. The history of accident is as follows. They were going on Schoener Road, S-C-H-O-E-N-E-R. They're going through a yellow light and they were T-bone on the right side. The other driver came through the red light and was ticketed. The patient reported that he was wearing a seatbelt, airbags were deployed, and there was a loss of consciousness for 2 or 3 minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance at St. John Hospital emergency room, where he was there for 6 hours. Although initially no CT scan was done and he was discharged, but as the pain continued, he was referred to Dr. Y. Mohan, and he has seen him 3-4 times, and then he was operated for a disc replacement for his injury to the cervical spine. C3, C4 disc was herniated with the right anterior epidural space and with the radiculopathic pain. The details are not available. Patient report that the damage was to both the cars, which were total. Both the cars were total. His car had a damage to the right door where the impact happened. All the airbags were applied and he needed the jaw of life to be pulled out of the car. Regarding the injury, he reported that he injured his head to the window, passed out for a few minutes. Regarding his chest, pelvic and abdomen. He hit into the side door. His lip was bleeding and there was a severe neck pain. History of presenting illness, patient started having severe headaches, which are mostly to the front and back, severe, off and on, sensitive to light and noise, but not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient at the time of accident are loss of consciousness, loss of memory, fearful of the event, and blurred vision. However, patient denied any dizziness, vertigo. Even now, no ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear, no loss of balance, no loss of equilibrium, no seizures, denies forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision field, denies any nausea, vomiting, or any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. However, patient does report weakness and tingling, but denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, or any difficulty walking. Regarding the pain, patient is currently reporting severe pain on a scale of 1 to 10 A in the neck area. He does report some pain in the lower back, and no other area of pain are reported. There is no radiation of pain to the arms, no weakness of the arms, no radiculopathy, no numbness, tingling of the fingers are reported. And these pains are around 8 in a scale of 1 to 10, present most of the time of the day and night, unable to sleep. He is getting home physical therapy. And he reports of pain as throbbing, sharp, aching, tender, and are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are also affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, lying down, coughing, and improved by pain medication, oxycodone. So far, he doesn't report any numbness, tingling of the arms or legs, and no muscle weakness or no bladder bowel incontinence are reported. No X-rays, MRIs are reported. Patient has been undergoing home physical therapy, medications. He has been referred by his primary care doctor for further care at advanced pain care. Please review the records for the system review for past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, as well as the personal history. As well as the ADLs. Regarding the physical examination, the blood pressure is 154 over 106, pulse is 63, pulse ox is 100, height 511, weight is 175. The patient is a 32-year-old African-American male of average build, nutrition, alertory, cooperative, and complex. No signs of jaundice, clavicle, or anything. He's in agony of severe pain. Some distress, no shortness of breath is needed, severely anxious but not lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. He is mobile, independent without using any electrical device. In the skin, please mention a scar that is present in the anterior part of the neck. Middle neck. On the right side, 2 inch long, healing well with a slight keloid. Rest of the exam is from the template. neurological, psychiatric, musculoskeletal examination are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection is and palpations from the temple. Spine tenderness. There is no spine tenderness noticed. No muscle spasm is noticed. No paravertebral muscle spasm noticed. No hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is severely limited. Forward flexion is 30. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion 20. And bilateral rotation is 30. Lumbar spine range of motion. Forward flexion is 30. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension is 20. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain were not examined. As the patient is recently post-operative and was impossible to do the testing for Hoffman sign and for spurning and Lerman test, destruction test were not all conducted. Similarly, in the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test were not done, and lumbar spine, Bridgenes and Kearney test, straight leg raising test, contralateral leg raise test, Breger test, CAMP test, femoral nerve test, and compression test and Babinski sign were not all carried out, and they have been referred for a future exam. Sacroiliac joint was also not examined, was not found tender, and none of the testing like iliac compression, distraction test, Faber test, Gunston test were carried out today. Extremities examinations are unremarkable. Diagnosis. Group diagnosis is as follows. V8 9.2 XST in the general. ENS R51. Ligament 754.0. Cervical spine and 54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. M96.1. In the lumbar spine, M54.5. SI joint M54.7. S33.5XXL. Plan of care for print definitely comes from the template. Treatment plan is to continue the home physical therapy as ordered by Dr. Mohan. Follow-up visit with Dr. Mohan. Disability, patient remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Medications, the patient is provided with the pain medication, narcotics, Percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. Special note, patient lost this prescription. He went to the pharmacist who somehow lost his prescription and has been not reported in MAPS. Patient was advised to file a police complaint. His MAPS and labs have been reviewed. The MRIs have been reviewed and is found to have a 2 mm right central disc herniation at C3-4 in the preoperative case care. No other medications were provided. Except Mobic, 7.5 milligram once a day for intense inflammatory effect. Flexeril was provided to just give a patient some sleep and some relaxation. 10 milligram PRN. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day, was provided for help with the stomach protection. Elavil, 50 milligram at night for help with the GAD disorder. Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, PRN for anxiety and panic, and Lyrica was provided 15 milligram PRN for anti-inflammatory effect. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. No traction of the cervical spine was advised to the patient. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Patient is supposed to not do any traction or stretching of the neck. Available MRIs have been reviewed and interventional pain procedures may not be recommended. Surgical options, pressure is already seen in neurosurgeon. And neuropsych evaluation was not recommended. Attended care, not recommended. Caseworker, not recommended. Past medical records have been ordered release investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. DME is being ordered. Technology has all the DMs. Education, yes, patient received in 7 days time. And direct contact, yes. Thank you.